This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. Yes, this is Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We are brought to you by DEF, the DEF system to secure your phones used by the President of the United States and others around him. The DEF system is impenetrable. If you want to protect all of your secure calls and you want to protect the content of anything you say, don't be distracted by those who want to listen in. Use the DEF system. Anyway, you can check that out on our website. DEAF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, is what that is all about. Okay, so the big stuff going on here, obviously, in the world of us, been several days since been on the radio because of travel, lots of travel up and down the state of California. Yep, New California, it is burgeoning, it is exploding, it is going crazy, and it's really kind of interesting to see this whole thing develop. Sitting in the catbird seat, we can see that we've got just so much happening. I mean, it's just overwhelming because we're growing. Big things happening in the middle of the state, Kern County in particular, and, of course, in Fresno, and also along the coast, the Central Coast, the three big counties down there, Monterey, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties having their tri-counties fair there. It's comparable to the California. It's better than the California State Fair. That's my opinion. I've been to many, many county fairs throughout the state, and I got to tell you, this one is the best one. It's in Paso Robles, and right now we have quite the booth out there that's being overrun and swamped by people wanting to get more information about what's going on with New California. So we're going to be, we went there earlier. We're going to go back again. It's a 10-day thing. It goes until the 28th. If you're down there in the Central Valley, in the Central Coast, you just the Central Coast, they've got some new roads, actually. California has built some new roads for us because this is all part of New California, naturally. And we'll be more than happy to take over those roads. But the new roads that they have built into that area make it much quicker than before. So cuts off about 30, 40 minutes, actually, from the drives from 5 years ago. So I took that road out there, Highway 41, I believe it is, and 49, took them both. And easy in, easy out to the Central Coast now. Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. A lot to say about the people of Paso Robles. And, of course, the whole group down there. We're also going to be traveling. I don't want to get into that right now. We'll talk about it in the third hour because there's just so many things happening. And also up in Nevada County. Nevada County. We're up there. Listen, we're all over the state. So we're going to be continuing our little trek here in the next couple of days. So anyway, a lot of things going on. Remember to visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Looking at the news, what is really truly going on, of course, is just, I think it's like anybody's guess at this point. I mean, really, it is. We don't know what's going on anymore. Do we? Do you? I don't. It was interesting to listen to all the different news as news sources would have it, if you know what I mean, and the way that the news is being told. You know, back in the day, I was a newsaholic back in the day, and down in Southern California, it was KFI and KRLA were the big news channels. They had news all the time, and it was interesting to listen to them. But, you know, I did have an opportunity to listen to an old-style news channel when I was driving down there. I'm not going to say which one it was. It was interesting to see how people still around the country are getting their news if you're just listening to AM radio or even FM radio now. And when you're driving and you've got a lot of time on your hand, and you're into radio, but like I am. By the way, people ask, well, who's your favorite radio host? And I say, well, myself. I am. And I'm not saying it out of conceit. It's just this is who I am and what I do. And I say that because when you become a radio talk show host, at least I believe, I don't listen to other hosts. I don't listen to other radio. I really don't. I mean, I don't listen for show prep or anything like that other than if somebody has a special feature on, yes, absolutely. Or if I'm on the show or they say, hey, Paul, can you listen to the show? Because there are hosts that do call me, which is kind of interesting. And I'm not going to reveal any names, but, you know, some interesting hosts, that's all I'm going to say, call me for suggestions or they call me for fact check, which is interesting. And, of course, that leads to, you know, to our conversation. Well, what do you know about this? What do you know about that? What, you know, that whole thing. So we get into some investigations, some pretty serious stuff out there, as you know, what we deal with here on this radio show. But it was interesting to be cruising down the highway, road trip, as you would say, and listen to these other radio programs. So a lot of foreign languages being spoken all throughout Central Valley now. And throughout California for the most part. A lot of different languages. Spanish, of course, has increased like crazy, but other languages as well. I've counted seven different... See, this is what I did. I took a little assessment, and seven different languages that I could count on radio being broadcast over California. So what does that tell you? The other one, of course, that was very, very interesting, like they were saying, that the way people are getting news, I found that the repetitive news programming is king in a lot of places still. It's king. And that's where I was referring to KFI and KRLA back in the day. They're not so much anymore this way. But what they do is they will record a story. They get a story. They get a package, they call them. They get a package, and they just rerun that package maybe several times over the hour about a particular. You might have five stories, and those five stories, which have been pre-recorded, so, you know, as the reporters bring them in, they get plugged into the package and it just plays like a loop, you know. So people are in the stories are just, you know, surface. It's almost like reading the title of some of the stories that we get. You know, like when we post a story up on Agenda 21 Radio, we write our own stories and it's just like reading the title of the story. and that's all you get. It's kind of, is there more? Or, you know, see, to me, I'm wanting more. I want to look into it. And some of the things that I was listening to, I actually, when I got to the hotel, it's like, check that out. And it didn't really kind of pan out, which is kind of sad, to say the least. But my bigger point is that people that generally are not tuned in to programs like this one and getting their news off the internet, which I found interesting, really don't know what's going on. And my opinion can be very easily taken advantage of because they don't know. And then to try and, you know, when you listen to my show, you get a lot of details heaped upon you. You know more than most people. And you probably run into that yourself. You try and talk to somebody about what's going on, and they look at you like you've got six heads. Like, what the heck are you talking about? Because, you know, when you know the details and the details behind the story, and then how those stories link to other things that are really happening, like with the president or with, you know, world leaders or what's happening like right now in Iran. And by the way, well, don't worry, we're going to cover this taking of the ships and so on. But my point is that people are at a deficit for news and information. And that's exactly the way the leaders, the dictators like here in California, want it to be. You get news, but the face of news has completely changed. The face of delivery has completely changed over the last 10 to 12 years, which might explain why people don't know the truth about what's going on in Sacramento and in Washington and all the places in between. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Also, the DEF system, if you want to improve your, well, I guess you would say your ability to close those out who want to listen to your conversations, tape your conversations, record them for posterity for themselves. Why do they need that, of course? It's your phone and your information. Keep it private. You can do that with a defense-enabling assisting framework. DEF system. You go to the website and check it out. It's the only secure way to keep your phone from talking to others you don't want to talk to. In other words, there are about six different agencies that are recording your conversations right now today on your phone. The DEF system stops that. And you can tell when it's at work, by the way. That's the other thing about the DEF system. There's a whole bunch of things, little nuances of the DEF system that let you know that it's working for you. But it's the only tried and true proven system to keep your phones protected. And I recommend DEF for anybody, especially in the New California State Movement or any place else that wants to keep their conversations confidential. DEAF is the system. Okay, paraded before cameras, first picks inside Brit oil tanker seized by Iranian shows, or by Iran, it shows terrified crew huddled on the floor. All right. So, here we go. Yeah, they raided and took an oil tanker. Right. Now, a couple of questions about this. I'm going to get in, kind of give you a whole brief thing, and then, of course, you're going to get what I think, which is, I'm sure you're probably suspicious about what I'm going to say. Anyway. There's a video. Oh, God, it's a video. This is unplanned, unrehearsed. I don't know if I want to do that. Anyway, so it says, all right, it says watch the video. We'll see what happens when we go watch the video. Here we go.
Don't look at me.
Russian influence operations also do not focus on isolated events.
Oh, this is...
They do not stop when the ballot box closes.
Yeah, it doesn't... This is just a live video that they're showing of the crew and all the... The Iranians who captured them, basically, is what they're doing. And so they're up on the bridge. They've got the captains, and they're running the oil and all this good stuff. It says, one image shows the crews of the Stena Imperio. That's I-M-P-E-R-I-O, currently held captive in the Persian Gulf, huddled on the floor, surrounded by a makeshift bedding. All right. That's a picture. That's a fact. They show this ship out there in the distance, and now some gunboats up there. It says what else does it say? It's really it's big on pictures, shy on story content. It says, what does it say? More repetitive pictures. What is this kind of this is from the Sun. I don't know what we're getting here. Other images show the Iranian soldiers patrolling one of the ship's walkways, and the ship's seen from a distance in a barrel of gun, blah, blah, blah. It's a helicopter. Oh, here we get to the story. Thank you. Helicopter raid. Iranian launched a gunboat and helicopter raid on a UK-registered ship last week, claiming the vessel had turned off its tracker and ignored warnings after hitting a fishing boat. Iran's Revolutionary Guard later said the country's state television that the ship had been boarded for violating international maritime rules. But Stena Bulk, which owns the ship, B-U-L-K, you know, like bulk, said it was in full compliance with all navigation international regulations, and the move is widely assumed to have been a retaliation to the British seizure of an Iranian vessel off Gibraltar last week. The Iranian vessel was suspected of breaching an embargo on oil shipments to Syria. But Iran said at the time it would not leave such evil deeds unanswered. So here it goes. Tit for tat, right? Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has called the seizure illegal and said British shipping must and will be protected. UK are pirates. Dramatic. This is what the comment says. Dramatic footage released on Saturday showed the moment Tehran troops. Got onto the ship. It says that the clip is thought to have been filmed in the southern port of Bandar Abbas, where jet boats have been sailing around the British ship. Mm-hmm. It has also emerged Tehran wants to impose a toll on all ships passing through the Straits of Hormuz, saying it would be used to protect the safety of the vessels. Okay. On Saturday, state-funded Press TV published an article entitled From Piracy to Impotence, Criticizing British Activity in the Gulf. Diplomatic spats aside, any objective review of the facts will not fail to recognize that in recent events in the Persian Gulf and Gibraltar Strait, the UK has engaged in illegal and destabilizing activities on at least three occasions. If you obey, you'll be safe, they said. Okay, now listen carefully. It says, after the HMS Mentros, can be heard telling the ship's crew, the British, this is British warship F-26. I reiterate that if you are conducting transit pack, okay, there. So basically you have the British ships not around, which leads to another problem here. Now, remember Donald Trump saying people must pay for the services of the United States of America in some way, or contribute, or do it themselves, right? Now, here's a big story that's very telling. I think this is what tells you about, you know, we're supposed to be policing that area. And quite frankly, you've heard from our own people, Chris Street as an example, you've heard from him say, we're out of the Mediterranean now, or we're out of the Middle East. America is out of the Middle East business. It doesn't need to be there. We don't need, like, any wars. We don't need anything else out there. They want to buy our airplanes, let them buy them. If they want to buy whatever from us, let them buy them. But we don't need to be there like we used to be. You say, oh, Paul, we've been there since, you know, the Marine Corps was formed. Right. You know, the U.S. Marines from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. Well, that's called Libya now, right? Anyway, that goes back along leathernecks, cutting off heads. Get it? I mean, this goes back with our tradition in our country a long ways. We've been protecting shipping for a long time in that area. And now we don't necessarily need to do so much of it. And why can't some of these advanced nations do it themselves, like some of our partners, like Great Britain? And after all, it is a British ship. Okay, now here's the deal. This is the sub article, which I think is amazing. It says Royal Navy too small to deal with threat. Ding 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 ding. Is there a Royal Navy around anymore? You think I'm serious? This is basically what the problem is. The Royal Navy is too small. Yeah, the Royal Navy, you know, that Navy that we defeated in 1776 during the Revolution and all that stuff? That one? Yeah, that one. This is an article that came out from The Week. The Week magazine. I don't know where it comes from, but this is what they say. Defense Minister demands more funding as crisis overseas tanker deepens. This came the other day. It came today. This morning. Okay. I'm sorry. Wake up, Paul. We come back for the break. I'll be totally awake because I am going to get my next cup of Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Now, if you had a cup of Agenda 21 Radio coffee, you would just be really pumping it. But I need another cup. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Ponder the world without the British Navy. Because it's here right now. We'll be back. Here we go! Hello, Cold War.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's A21R.com. Wow. It's just one of these kind of days, isn't it? The British are all over the place. What? The British are all over the place? What? The British Navy, they're everywhere. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of interesting the way that this whole thing is playing out for Great Britain. And again, it's called Donald Trump is right. And by the way, I woke up this morning, he's still our president. Darn for those Democrats. He's still our president. Don't you hate it when that happens? So this article that came out in this morning, you're getting it fresh. It's like the fresh pot of coffee that we're brewing right now, Agenda 21 Radio coffee. Can't you smell it through the radio? This is the question they're asking because, you know, they took over this British registered ship off the port, off the Gulf of, was it the Iranian Gulf there, Hormuz, captured it last week, and of course now what are you going to do with it? Where's the British Navy when you need it, right? And it says here, this is an aptly titled story. Is the Royal Navy too small to deal with Iranian threat? says here, the Royal Navy is too small to counter the potential threat from Iran, the defense minister has admitted. Tobias Elwood told The Times, the threats we're facing are changing in front of us. The world is getting more complex. If we are wanting to continue to play this influential role on the international stage, it will require further funding for our armed forces, not least the Royal Navy. Our Royal Navy is too small to manage our interests across the globe. I mean, this really, if you think of it strategically, you know, Great Britain has got to have Middle East oil. Actually, they're probably going to start buying their oil from the United States of America, I suspect. I mean, I don't know about those negotiations. I know that there's talk of it. And some of our sources do know. I haven't pushed them because we're, you know, doing other things right now. But this brings up a point. Why can't they just have one frigate, at least, in this Strait of Hormuz? That's a pretty strategic place, and they've got nothing. Of course, there's the whole thing about the Iranians, you know, being in love with the British and the British in love with them and all this. There's that problem. And now you got one of your, you know, you don't want that to be a problem. We don't see, this is the thing about the liberal mindset and, of course, what's going on over in Great Britain. Now, I applaud the British people. They get it. They want to get out and do the Brexit thing and do their own thing. And by the way, this is a problem that Brexit could solve once they've separated out of the European Union. See, this becomes a very complicated thing because the British really, since the last, in the 40 years that they've had, or the 30-some 40 years, that they've had this whole European Union, they had really no need for a navy. Oh, and why is that? Because of the U.S. Navy. Yeah, we've been the world influence. Hey, we got it covered. We need that Middle East oil. We got it covered. We'll have our Navy out there when we got ports and all this stuff all over the place in the Middle East, as you know. And we've got a big Navy. Well, we don't have a big Navy. We got a Navy. The Navy needs, you know. And the thing about ships with the Navy, you know, it's like aircraft. They wear out. They become not so, what's the word I'm looking for? Not so efficient after a while. So our ships do wear out, and that's why you see ships being scrapped and stuff like that all over the place. But we need new ships to be more effective. And I support that. It's not a happy place out there in the world, is it? As we're learning, because the world has come to our southern border. I mean, it's all tied together. So the British wanting to do Brexit, and over the years it's obvious they have not been picking up and covering their own interest around the world because they've got, you know, the European Union be focused. We're part of the European Union, and darn it, we don't need to be we don't need a Royal Navy. Why do we need? We got the Americans. Now, this is why they need a Royal Navy. And they need to ponder if they're going to be of any influence around the world. Now, I would support them being influential around the world. I would. As opposed to, say, something like China. And you see, this is, if you're getting my drift here. Maybe you're getting my drift here. The Chinese Navy is exploding. And, oh, who's paying for it? Shocking! Everybody who works for the public employees retirement system, who pays into that, your money is going directly to the Chinese Liberation Army to build more warships, aircraft, and other things. Sure. You didn't know that? I mean, don't you love the way... This is a gigantic story here. Is the Royal Navy too small to deal with Iranian threat? Look at all the things you get in that package. You get China. You get the United States. You get Great Britain. You get the European Union and all those nations. And you find out the backstory behind why, you know, this 30, 40-year hiatus of the Brits off the ocean. They only have a few ships, a few capital ships, because it's too expensive. Because we need that money where? We need that money to pay into the European Union. And, of course, the British are running around going, well, why do we have to pay so much of the... we're paying so much to the European Union, and we're getting nothing back. And that's the truth. the countries that pay and cover basically the expenses of the European Union have been Britain, Great Britain, and Germany, and France. And the rest of these countries have been ne'er-do-wells. They have not been keeping up their end of their payments on anything. And, of course, who's been fitting the bill for their protection? Well, of course, the United States military. Shocking! We still have a large number of troops in Europe. And you know what? They need to stay there. I'm sorry. This is in perpetuity, as far as I'm concerned, that U.S. troops should stay in Europe. Because it's called war. War can happen at a flashpoint in Europe at any time. And I'm serious. That is a fact. You know, and don't think the threat would perhaps be, you know, with Russia. No. There's other actors out there now too. What about Iran? What about some of the missiles that they have? They have a problem with their delivery system that's always been stifling them. But we do know they have nuclear weapons, and they've got drones, and they got actionable things. That's just one. But what about even some of their own countries inside? And what about China now being reintroduced or introduced for the first time in Germany? We covered that story 2 weeks ago. China. Now, let's see. If the Royal Navy builds up ships and starts to cruise around the ocean enforcing international law, as they've always done, or, well, of course, they can't do it now, what's that going to do to the Chinese Navy? Maybe counterbalance it a little bit more. Help out the Americans. See how important this is? It's extremely important right now, especially in the age of China, who might just want to conquer Europe. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to go to our website and get the DEF system for your phone and your text messaging and computers. It is a system by which you will protect your content. In other words, people can't listen in. It's the most sophisticated anti-listening system you can put on your phone in the world by far. I've used it since 2014. And it's we just recently were granted the go-ahead to start selling it. It's been around for a while, and it's been used by very, very important people, including the President of the United States, who use it exclusively during the campaign. That's why there's no there. So when Robert Mueller gets up to testify in a couple of days, everybody's, oh, Robert Mueller. Well, you know, the truth is there's no there because they couldn't hear anything being spoken on any of the phones. And, of course, even Michael Cohen, his phone, used the system, and he took the bluff, basically. They bluffed him into a thing, which we'll talk about sometime. And but they didn't get his recordings. They didn't get any sound off of anything. That's just part of the problem that they have with this whole Donald Trump thing. Because there's no, first of all, there's no there. There's no information, and so the system works very, very well, very effectively. And I recommend it for anybody who wants to protect their privacy. There are ways to do that. You can do that through the Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, DEF, as it's called. Anyway, so go to the website 821r.com and check it out. Check it out. Okay, so enough of this business with the Royal Navy. No, this is a big story. I'm serious. That's from Beverly Hills Cops. Can you remember that movie? That's so serious. Anyway, that just popped into my head. There's something wrong with, you know, you do so much traveling like I did over the last several days. Up and down the state, sideways, one over here, one over, it's just, and there's more to come. Anyway, so the great thing about the Royal Navy is there is no Royal Navy. That's not so good, is it? As we spelled out in the last segment. And this is from the Times magazine about this whole issue. And it says, Tobias Elwood told the Times, the threats we're facing are changing in front of us, he said. The world is getting more complex. Uh-huh. They're too small. This is the quote that he used. This is what this Tobias Elwood from the Royal Navy says. Our Royal Navy is too small to manage our interests across the globe. And there is the tipping point that I was talking about in the last segment. China has a vastly bigger navy than the Royal Navy. They're challenging us with aircraft carriers, all funded by, of course, the California retirement system. Yeah, California. California, there we go. Yeah, right to China. See, we were talking about this last week. Proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the retirement system. You know, California is a communist Chinese client. A big one. We're beholden to them. Now, what would happen if all these companies, what they've done is they've invested in these Chinese companies that build armaments, weapon systems. The money that we put in as people that are putting their money away in the state coffers for a retirement system called CalPERS, Public Employees Retirement System, it's known, is taking their money and investing it in several hundred Chinese companies that build weapon systems that part of the military. The People's Liberation Army of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. And who is doing the buying of all these things and making sure the investments get into the holdings? It's a communist Chinese client, and his last name is Ming, M-E-N-G. He works for CalPERS. He's a bona fide communist Chinese working for the CalPERS system, and he's buying up these equities. Now, here's the problem. There's these equities. They're not private businesses like we know private businesses here. They say they are. They say, oh, we're a private corporation. Really? Well, what happens if how do you get your profits? Well, we sell armor. You do. To who? Well, to the Chinese government. Oh, you do. So the Chinese government's paying your bills. Right. Well, what happens if you're not going to make, you know, your dividends are going to drop or something? You don't have the sales you think you get. I mean, just ask some fundamental questions about these things, and you realize it's the Chinese government that backs and supports them. So if they're going to pay any kind of, you know, giving you any kind of return on your investment, it's got to come from the Chinese government. What happens if the Chinese government's a little short of cash? Like a couple months ago, the Chinese government had to borrow $500 billion from Saudi Arabia. Shocking. Shocking. Just to keep afloat. And they're doing a lot of that right now. By the way, they're just rushing and raiding, if you will. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Rural banks in China. Rural. Did I say rural? You know, like California has rural banks as opposed to money center banks like the big ones. All those rural banks are being raided by the Chinese government for their cash. Why? Because they don't have cash. Oh, I know the tariffs are hurting the Chinese. Shocking. And why shouldn't they? Because the businesses are rushing back to the United States. So they're going through some economic tough times. But California's helping them out. You can help a brother out, right? So if you didn't know that the communist Chinese run the California retirement system, but check it out. This, I didn't write the story. Nan Su of the Epoch Times wrote it last week. And there's going to be another one coming out, too, about this. I mean, this may shock you, but California is a communist state, clearly. Clearly it is. That was what our grievance is about. You know, I haven't read that grievance. Third hour, I'm marking it down right now.
Grievance 77.
Because tomorrow is grievance number 78 for New California. And by the way, if you're in the Central Coast, go to that the Tri-Counties Fair in Paso Robles. It's on until the 28th. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Let me pump up the volume. Here I am talking and only to me, one of those sociopathic, schizophrenic things. I hear voices. Anyway, so a lot of things going on, as you can tell. We're going to be following this whole story with the Royal Navy and how there is no Royal Navy. And you know what? It's kind of interesting. The world's out of balance from a power standpoint. The new power broker, of course, is China. No longer is it Great Britain. And, you know, it is still the United States by far. But in order to keep the peace, you need balance. And, of course, over the last, you know, several years since the collapse of communism, the so-called collapse of communism, which was actually nothing more than a reshaping, what we have done, of course, is gotten ourselves into a bad strait. Literally. There's a balance that of power that's no longer there that was with Great Britain's Navy as an influencer around the world. And you can see this in this whole Iranian crisis. They don't even have the power to send out a small frigate to stop this or have one on station. Why should they? They've had the Americans. Well, we are pulling away from that. In that area, they need to step up, and that's, I think, the big thing with Donald Trump. Maybe they need this incident. Why should we get engaged in anything with the Middle East? Seriously, we have oil. We have our own assets. We're the largest supplier of oil to the world now. I shouldn't say the largest. I think we're number three, but we're an exporter of oil now. We're not a net consumer. We started exporting oil out of Texas to other countries 2 years ago. See, Donald Trump knows this. And who needs the oil? China. But China gets its oil exclusively from the Middle East. Why? Because they're beholden to, like, Saudi Arabia. Remember I said they had to borrow $500 billion a couple months ago? Panic is hitting in China. And when you have a big country like that, panic is not a good thing. Because they start to lash out. And that's why you listen to Agenda 21 Radio, so we can tell you what's really going on in that regard. Okay, so visit our website, a21r.com. Check out the DEF system. You need it for your cell phones to keep everybody out of your business. And also, New California State. It'll be the 51st state quicker than you think. And so thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.